Blog Talk Radio.
Well, like Laura says, good morning, America.
Buenos dias.
Yes, buenos dias. How y'all doing this morning? We want to say good morning to Facebook Familia.
Like it's growing.
Yeah.
And growing.
And to our studio audience in the house once again. I'm going to talk about them all day today because they show up.
Yeah.
The only way to get what God has for you, you got to show up. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one thing about waking up and doing what you do for you, but when you do what you do for him,
yes,
I don't even have no words.
Mm-hmm.
It's unspeakable.
Yes.
Good morning, Pastor Catherine Hernandez. How
good
are
morning.
You and Pastor Simon? We salute you guys today, getting ready for this amazing conference.
Yes.
Going to be so incredible, abiding in his presence.
Yes.
So we're excited about that. Good morning, Dr. Ortiz. Yes, yes, yes. We're excited about all these amazing people that just you suited and booted, y'all. So Laura Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. I'm excited to share the good news. I wanted to share something about being the light.
Okay, come on now.
On Sunday, they made a comment of one of my family members at City Chapel, a friend of husband, Paul. He's like, Laura, he looks at me, he goes, look at your bright nail. You just like being bright and loud. And I said, yes, I am. For Jesus, all day long, every day, because we're supposed to be particular in the light to darkness.
Yeah.
And it's who I am. And I said, and I'm bold about it. I'm not ashamed. And, you know, and I am who I am in him, you know. And then he goes, one day I'm going to be like you.
That's so awesome.
And I said, I will continue to be the light to darkness.
Yeah. Brother
in
Paul,
dark area.
Brother
in
Paul.
In dark area.
Don't be scared.
I mean, areas, you know, in dark areas. Because God does lead us to dark areas when he tells you.
Yeah.
So what you going to do?
Yeah. And then, you know what, too, twins? Sometimes it's even in your own home.
Yes.
You know, things that are going on.
Yes.
You know, we have to know what our assignments are. But I always encourage people, anytime you walking in the things of God, it always starts at home.
Yes.
It always starts at home, you know, being a reflection of who he is. And then you can go expound because I've heard a lot of stories and testimonies about people that have grown up in the home of, you know, the pastors and children and, you know, the pastors just ignored them and went to save the world, you know. So, and one thing the Lord has been speaking to me this week is about balance.
Mm-hmm.
It's about balance.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure that we're being everything we can be for him, but in our familia, and our families, and because I don't ever want to be resented.
That's right.
You know, and you know, when you think about it, we get so busy trying to perform.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word.
Yes.
And look like we just got it all together. When listen, we're all one day away from a wake up of never knowing what's going to happen.
Yes.
We're all one day away
from
that, so we stay prayed up and encouraged, and that's why we show up here every Tuesday morning to be a blessing, to encourage the body. Good morning, Brother Danny, a new husband.
Woo-hoo!
Brother Danny.
Congratulations.
Good morning, Patsy. How y'all doing?
Good morning, Patsy.
Yes, that's incredibly amazing.
Yes.
I was working this weekend, and I didn't realize I was going to be finished, a few minutes before time to take off.
Yes.
But I said, well, Lord, just don't let me miss my wedding.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, that will take our blessing. We salute you guys. Congratulations on your matrimony and many blessed years to come. And as you guys continue to serve the Lord and put him first, you know, he said that there will be trials, but take heart. He has overcome. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So just stick together because a three-strand cord is not easily broken. Hello.
Yes.
So to God
and
the Lord.
Today we want to encourage you with Matthew 6:33.
Yes. Seek ye first. Come on now. The kingdom and his righteousness. And, you know, let's kind of hang out there for a minute because that's that dimension of righteousness, you know, even the church blows it up like it's this ritual or something. Righteousness is just being in right
standing
with
God.
Just get up and stand upright, you know, and that's what makes you righteous.
Yes.
You know, so you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yes. Good morning, Pastor Joe.
Good morning,
Martinez.
Pastor Joe. Pastor Joe's going to be at the House of Glory on the fourth Sunday.
I'm excited, Pastor Joe. Share the video. Let people know. Yes, bodybuilding, man.
Yeah.
Pastor Joe, I salute you.
Yeah, bodybuilding. Him and his beautiful family.
Yes.
And Joseph, his son, That's awesome.
Yes.
I got
yes.
to meet him on the last prophetic night of worship, and I'm excited. That's brewing in the atmosphere. Pastor Rick and Dr. Ortiz and everybody, they're bringing
mm-hmm.
this back together again.
Yes.
So y'all better come on. I'm not going to say what night it's on because since Pastor Rick haven't told me, I don't want to jump out ahead of him because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel like I was telling him what to do because I'm not. Not my lane,
yes.
but I just show up and support and empower and
Good
encourage.
Good morning, Paul.
Yes. Good
I'm
morning,
like
Brother
you.
Paul. How are
yes.
you doing this
yes.
morning, mighty man? And congratulations on your matrimony.
Yes.
Uh-oh, my God.
That's
a piece of
exciting.
This is the season. Thank God, how you say it? Kingdom spouse.
Yes. And I found your diamond this morning on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Where's
over there?
Okay. Thank you for bringing that up, Lord, because I noticed last week I was so caught up and getting excited. I clapped the diamond off.
A big one.
And guess what? I didn't worry about it. I said, ooh, it's a big hole right here. And I just took it off. And I didn't worry about it. And guess who found it this morning? My twin sister. You know, here's a big diamond. And it just reminded me of being the bling of the earth.
Yes.
About it. So we're here to encourage you guys, and we're talking about some good stuff today.
Yes.
And I pray that you are encouraged,
yes.
empowered, inspired,
yes.
and you let the Lord do the rest.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Laura, would you like to pray with this?
Yes. Father, we just thank you for this amazing morning, God.
Thank
we
you,
thank you for
Lord.
Giving us breath and waking us up and giving us strength to bring you, God Almighty, glory, God.
Yeah, yeah.
We thank you for boldness, Father. We thank you for love, Father. We thank you for all what you're doing and what you're getting ready to do to bring you glory, God. For such a time as this,
Hallelujah.
God. And I pray that you prepare the hearts of the people, Father, that are tuning in, that are watching as they share the video, Father, that the good news will spread out
Hallelujah.
Throughout the land, all nations, in Mexico, Reynosa, Father, wherever you, where hearts are already ready to receive, Father, because you know where they're at, God, and I thank you, Father. It's such an honor to be here in unity with my twin sister, Father,
Hallelujah.
To bring you glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God,
Hallelujah. Good morning, Miss Chelsea. We want to say good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners all over the
uh-huh.
world. And once again, send our shouts out to Pastor Simon
mm-hmm.
and Pastor Catherine Hernandez. And I just mm-hmm. thank God for their love and support as
mm-hmm.
they are. We all. Iron sharpening iron.
Yes.
We're all partnering. Pastor
mm-hmm.
Marcos, did you hear that? We're
yes.
partnering.
Bodybuilding.
Yes. Together with the body.
It.
Yes. And just to see all the things that are going on at Marine
oh
Park.
Oh, my God.
I saw Pastor Margaret out there this weekend.
Oh, her and Pastor Martin brought in the word of God and prayer. And
that's beautiful.
People came for prayer to the altar. There were people set free. It's just
yeah.
amazing what
yeah.
God is, what God is doing in such a time as this.
And
he's
Lord,
touching
that's
souls in a mighty way
yeah.
that is, I'm like, God, you're so good to us.
And I remember the testimony you get was given about being out there. That's why you got to be ready.
Yeah.
Because, see, in this dimension and partnering, you got to learn to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, we're used to doing things one way. But one thing I can say is when you connect and you got mm-hmm. the translators, the interpreters, and when you run alongside with them,
yeah.
you have to slow down because I have to even had to check in my spirit
mm-hmm.
as we come in this dimension of coming up on this dual dutamus
yes, God gives you
dimension. He does.
Uh-huh.
And I have
mm-hmm.
learned that when this is going forth, we have to learn to slow down because you have to yoke up,
mm-hmm.
harden up,
mm-hmm.
And then give grace in the flow of it. And I'm just so honored to
yes.
be learning new
yes.
stuff.
And I love what Margaret shared with me that, you know, they had a outreach at their official command and, you know, Marcos and, you know, we're
mm-hmm.
Team Jesus, we all went and it was powerful too. We had a great time and glory to God.
Yes.
And then we went also to San Sagante's house, Mount Moriah
yes.
prayer, and we're interceding there. And we're all going through something, you know, people are going through stuff and, but thank God that we have hope in His
yeah,
word,
yeah,
and when we
yeah.
carry the word, that's all we got to
yeah.
do with it. Into His presence,
yeah.
fall in love with Him, and then God show you stuff. Intercede,
yeah.
you know, it's simple. And I just thank God because when I say La Familia keeps growing and growing, He's showing me
yeah.
that, and it is for
yeah.
His glory, and it's not for His glory, y'all. For solo para la gloria de Dios, for such a time as this, you know. And like I was telling you, we're in unity,
yes.
just like demons are in unity, destroying souls.
They
got to rise up with authority.
They are.
And be in unity in Christ Jesus, you
yeah.
know, for such a time as this, because we've had the victory. He's already
right.
been defeated,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I thank God, you know, for what he's doing, but it's all in his word. The only way we could, you know,
right.
things will take place is his love letters, which his word is alive, and it's action, you
yeah.
know, it's like, ah, it's just, God is amazing.
It's so that's true. It's so true. It's so true. You know, we just have to, you know, just be concerned about what God is calling you to
yeah.
do. We can't
yeah.
worry about what the demon's doing. We can't worry
yeah.
about what the people doing. Just mm-hmm. worry about what God's telling you to do.
Yeah.
And then wait for him
yeah.
in his time. It's in him we move and breathe and
yeah.
have our being.
Yeah.
You know, because I can raise 59 hands over here. 50-11.
Yes.
Right, 50-11 hands.
yeah.
About getting out of God's timing.
Yes.
I
yes.
mean, I got a, probably, he probably picked up a switch last week. Got with me and said, get over and sit down and don't get back up until
yeah.
I tell you to get. You know how your
yeah.
mother used to tell you, go sit down and get up? Don't get
yeah.
up. If
yeah.
you get up, and I, oh, and the worst punishment was the nose in the corner.
Yeah.
Standing in that corner. Face in the corner with the nose in the corner. Because you better not get out the corner. You better not even turn around, whatever you hear. That's love.
Yeah.
When your parents are disciplining you
yeah.
and, you know, mm-hmm. chastising us, and not in a bad way.
Yeah.
It's just, that was a time out.
Yeah.
God
say we will not die, but he will save us from the snares of death.
Yeah.
when we get spanking.
Yes, from the snare of the fowl. But I just thank God for that, and I've embraced it. And
yeah.
I'm just grateful, because it's not that we're not going to have it.
Uh-huh.
We will have it, but it will be in his time,
in
which
his
is the
time.
Best time.
Yeah.
You know.
Because his ways are high.
Yes. and when you, and see, that's what we're talking about today is maturity. Because we're talking about maturity becomes our posture through transformation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It becomes our posture, but you have to become mature.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do that? You have to get a new mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come into a new dimension, because you become a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
In him, you're a new creature.
Sí. Estamos hablando de maturar en la palabra de Dios. Y es lo que Dios está
thank
haciendo, que quiere que maturemos en su palabra y en la mente, en él, porque tenemos que crecer, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
Y maturar.
So
es lo que estamos hablando ahora. Y yo le voy a dar los versos.
Amen. And I know Papa agrees.
okay. And Papa siempre dice que va a la casa y busca los versos y los lee. And he always go home and he says he reads the scripture.
And that's what it's all about.
Para leer los versos.
So for the most part, what do you say?
Much.
I know mucho, Papa. I'm learning.
That this show is so encouraging.
Oh, wow.
You know, and that's what many brothers and sisters tell me, that they get encouraged. Sometimes they're like, you know, if I'm having a bad day right now, I just go to mornings at the mansion.
Yeah.
And I say, you know, that blesses my
yeah,
heart.
Big
you
time.
Know, when they say that, because it's all for the glory of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's all Jesus, which is the warriors to say, here we are, send us.
Yeah.
Let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we all get into that maturity and wake up and learn, it's not about us. That it's about, you know, being effective and being able to make an impact,
mm-hmm.
no matter if it's through a smile or through a hug or through whatever God is saying to you to do
mm-hmm.
and to be for that day, just exemplify
mm-hmm.
and reflect him. We
yes.
should be his reflection
yes.
and people should see him in us.
Yes. And,
you know?
And I was sharing with Papa this morning, you know, how God speaks to me many times through visions and dreams. And I was telling him about the sold out t-shirt. Le estaba platicando. That God gave me that dream of that t-shirt 4 years before
right.
it manifested. So I have learned and still learning to wait when
yeah.
he gives me this. And I used to share with everybody back in the days, because I didn't know, you know, I'm learning,
right.
but now I'm very careful.
Yeah.
I do, but God, most of the time, God say, do it when it manifests.
Yeah.
You know, just like I did with you after mm-hmm. it manifested. I said, look, here's my journal.
Yeah.
And you stop. And that's what I'm learning, you know, that God's going to speak to you. He's going to show you through his word. He's going to give you a dream. And then you hold on to it until manifest, and then just be about what he's calling you to do and connect, you know, with warriors. And and here we are 6 years later, and greater things are here for us, greater things for his glory, for such a time as this, you know. So I'm thankful for that, Pastor.
But you know, I think too, in that he deals with everybody different.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Some
mm-hmm.
people he just is audible.
Mm-hmm.
Some people he's speaking their spirit.
Yeah.
Some people, it's all different.
Yeah.
You know, so when, but it's all in the spirit.
In the spirit.
You know, because God is a spirit.
Yeah.
And he's going to talk to you in your spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's how you know. But that's why we encourage you about relationships.
Yes.
Because when you get in relationship with him, it's like being in a relationship with you or anybody else.
Yes.
Well, it's totally different.
It's
but it's a personal.
It's personal.
And you hear him. You know,
yes.
I hear a lot of people say, well, how do you always hear from God?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a natural parent.
Yeah.
You know, you may be around the corner and your mom calls you. Even if you don't see her, you hear her because you're familiar with her voice or your dad or your sister or your cousin, anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's how it is in the metaphor of the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, everything that goes on in heaven is duplicated. Mm-hmm. It's a duplication here.
Yeah. And, and it's like my spiritual daughter, Sabrina. You know, she had asked me, you know, when God brought her back, how do you hear from God? And I said, it's going to be through his word. You got to stay in his word. And what's so beautiful that as she's been spending time with God, every time God gives her scripture, he confirms it to her through something or somewhere.
Right.
And she goes, well, and then I said, that's how you're already building relationship with God because you're on his love letter.
Yeah.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. You know, and that's how he started.
It's his voice.
Yes, his spirit, you know.
It's his voice.
Love, his, you know, he has so much for all of us, but it's personal, right?
He
goes,
God
has a sense of humor.
And he
does
it all differently.
Yes.
That's what we need, you know. He doesn't deal, even though Laura's my twin, we have the same DNA, but he deals with us different.
Yeah.
You know, but when we come together, it's pretty much the same. Okay? It is dutamous, but that's just the experiences that we have.
And that's how
it.
We start maturing, you know, and still learning and growing.
And
the day you walk, right back to my
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Every day. That's why the word says we die daily.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the body going back, because this can only go once.
Yeah.
But in who we are, we have to, you know, this, like Mama Dali, so you say how you tell us about our battle is what?
The world.
The devil.
And our flesh.
But I think flesh is first, ain't it?
Yeah. You got to tell the flesh, shut up. Like this morning, the flesh didn't want to get up. I'm like, shut up and get up. And I started praying, our Father, which all in heaven, hallowed be the name. And I promise you, God gave me the strength to get up. Buenos días, Freddy.
That's so awesome. Good morning, Brother Freddy. Good morning, my sweet cousin Lisa.
Yeah, that's what I was telling my father. We're laughing like in the flesh, boy.
Yes.
But you know what? We have the victory.
But listen, this
Holy
is how
Spirit.
You do it, everybody. We're going to go to the word, and we're going to talk about what God is talking about. And this is how you do it.
Yes.
Good morning, Lady Ernest Anissa Hart. It's so good to, I can't see you, but I can see you. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go to Romans 12:2 this morning. And remember, our message today is maturity brings our posture through transformation. Woo! This
Amen.
Is so powerful. God is so good, y'all. And just listen to what his love letters are telling you. So you ready, twin?
God's love letters.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit. Continue to manifest
you,
in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y le pido que prepare los corazones de toda la gente, de todos los almas, and prepare the hearts of all the people, all the souls tuning in. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So we're going to, vamos a ir al libro de Romanos 12, versículo 2. And thank you for your patience as I read it in Spanish. And I'm learning, growing, and knowing to pronounce a lot of the words. But I know that I'm going to get better.
Mm.
And I'm just being obedient. And thank you for the opportunity, Pastor Marlon, to push me up the...
Thank you for the yes, twin.
Off the cliff, but it's worthy. For the Lord, he's worthy. So Romanos 12, 2, la palabra dice, no os conformes a este siglo, sino transformanos por el medio de la renovación de nuestro entendimiento para que comprobes cuál sea la buena voluntad de Dios agradable y perfecta.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
So listen, I'm going to read two translations here. I want to read the KJV, the King James Version, and I want to read the NLT. And Romans 12:2 in the KJV says, and be not conformed of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect for the will of God. That's so powerful. But the NLT reads, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you will learn to know God's will for you, not for nobody else.
Nice.
Come on now. For
mm-hmm.
you,
mm-hmm.
which is good and pleasing and
perfect.
Woo! So, I have learned. I've been around the sun 60 times, but I'm 27. Don't forget.
Hallelujah. And I'm her twin, so I'm 27
yes.
too.
But I have learned in my trips around the sun that I can't even change me. So, you know, we get caught up, I wish he would change, or I wish she would change, or I wish my mama would change, or I wish, we wish. I told my daughter last night, as I take my time to try to just always speak life, I said, listen, you can't change you. Here in the NLT it says, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. It all starts here.
Yeah.
It all starts in our mind because, see, where the mind goes, the body follows.
Right.
It's just true. Once you change your mind, I'm going to lose 50 pounds, the body follows.
Mm-hmm.
Once you say, I'm going to eat biscuits, the body follows.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the simplicity of it. But we're talking about a spiritual transformation.
Transformation through Christ Jesus.
It's beautiful. That's Lisa. Right, cousin. It's a beautiful thing to be transformed through Christ. Because, see, when he do it, he takes away all the desires of the old man. And you have the newness of the new. And then you're going to look different. You're going to talk different. You're going to smell different. You're going to act different. Come on, y'all. So if you are saying, you know, Lord, I just want a different dimension. I want to level up. I want to be this. Get off into your word,
mm-hmm.
and it will renew your mind.
Yeah.
But this and this is how you transform, because guess what? Transformation glorifies God. It really does. And it means completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say, well, one day I'm going to put these cigarettes down. Listen, when you say, Lord, He will take the desire away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, you know, you don't have to go to 12 steps. You can just take one step.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
to Jesus. Because in him, you can't do nothing without him. I'm telling you. All things are possible. Come on now. What'd you say, Mama? Come on now. You can't do it without him. I mean, you could try and you could struggle and you could go through a lot of drama and ups and downs and deceive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Rick said, I just posted the power scripture
this morning. Confirmation.
Hello. It's just so true. But we have to want it.
Yeah.
And if you want it, you can have it.
Yeah.
We can do all things through him.
Yeah.
But see, I just believe as believers, we're talking to the believers. We don't believe.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But if you believe, you can. And like Pastor Marco say, and then
no,
you got to know.
No,
come on now.
That's growing up. When you don't believe, but you know that you know.
Pastor Rick said, and nothing else can renew and transform our heart. And
life.
Nothing else.
Yep, la pura verdad. Nada más no puede transformar la mente, los pensamientos, sino la palabra de Dios. La palabra de Dios es lo único que puede transformar tus pensamientos y lo que declaras de tu boca, and also what you declare
that's
with your
right.
mouth,
that's
and
right.
it shall manifest, se va a manifestar, pero nomás la palabra de Dios puede ser eso.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hallelujah. I was telling my daughter again last night, I said, listen, when you start pointing the fingers trying to say, ooh, this person do that, say, look, it's going to start with you.
Yeah.
Just
we have so many
you.
Of them. Stop it.
Lady Anessa says, God delivered me from that. Nicotine almost 20
years
ago through prayer.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
20 years ago. That's powerful. See, and then I'm sure this mighty woman of God hasn't had a desire.
Yes.
You don't have that. That's how you do that. And I've seen people struggle. I've seen people go buy some cigarettes 100 times, throw them away 100 times, and still see smoke.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. But when you go to the Lord and you go to him in prayer, like Sister Anessa said, and you are sincere, because God knows your heart.
Yeah.
You can't be playing around, because
yeah.
he's going to know you're playing around. Good
yeah.
morning, Bishop Robert Elder Williams. How you doing this morning? And congratulations on your matrimony this
yes.
weekend.
Wow.
Kingdom marriages. Get a hand clap today.
And Pastor Joel. It's one thing to believe, but another thing
is to know.
And he puts the most.
Bam!
I love how everybody's. I
But what God is doing in your life, and listen, God is, we encourage you really today to read Romans chapter 8, the whole chapter. That's so exciting. It's one of the most amazing chapters in the Word of God. All the chapters are amazing, but it's one of the most amazing. Pastor Bishop Elder says, this broadcast is such a blessing.
Hallelujah. And look, all the comments are showing in my phone.
Oh, look at this. Look at the miracle that's happening.
Thank you, Jesus. Gloria to God. Look at Brother Abraham and Maria.
Listen, we're having to walk this out every day.
Every day. Todos los días tenemos que caminar este camino.
Because I want everything God has for me. I don't know about you. And I'm learning that the stuff that I used to desire wasn't even for me. And then we get upset about it, lose sleep, cry 100 hours about it. And it's not even for you. And when we learn that, that stuff don't even matter. You wake up in the things of God. You go to bed in the things of Him. And it's in Him we move and have our being. Come on, y'all.
That goes back by renewing your mind.
You know, and then the word transformation means change when they see you change. You want people to change when you change. Okay?
You know what? And I see a vision of the car. You know those transformers? That transform into big giants and big giants. And I believe that's what we become in the Word.
Come on,
transform into this big old giant of warriors for the glory of God.
And it's so true. It's so true. And, you know, Paul is so encouraging. And when you read, you know, most of the New Testament that he wrote, and he's so encouraging. As he tells us, and I love it, how he always said he'd be twisted between. He do what he don't want to do, and he wants to do what he don't do. And he keep it 1,000, okay? And listen, nobody is perfect, but when we go back to read what Romans 12 and 2 says, that it is what is good, acceptable, pleasing, and in His will. See, it's His will that's perfect. And when we transform what I thought to think on these things, I love that when God tells us whatever's so lovely, but we want to think on the drama, whatever's so pure. Come on now.
Yes.
We want to think on the dumb stuff. And then we say, I'm sold out. Come on, y'all. If we're going to be on the team, be on the team.
Jesus.
And if we're not, then just okay. Go over there and sit down until you're ready. But listen, we're not talking about a perfect people. We're just talking about coming up, rising up, being renewed, being transformed. Because listen, the dictionary tells us that if we continue to want the same stuff, we want something different and we act the same, that's called insanity. So none of us are. We are believers. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And we have to get suited and booted. And if you don't believe me, go to Ephesians chapter 6. And it will tell you how to really know what the war is all about.
And Sandra Garcia said, first time here today watching this show. Thank you. And for sharing the good news.
Thank you, Sandra, Gloria for hanging out with us today. And we pray that this word of the Holy God will transform your mind and your heart and get everything God
I'm not so sure if I met her at the outreach this Saturday at City Chapel. There was a couple of people that I met, and then they wanted encouraging words. And I say, look, are you on Facebook? I said, because we do this a lot at Mornings at the Mansion. So there was a couple of people. She said, yes, that I just gave them the link, and they said they were going to tune in. And I said, and what we do. And God is rising up an army for such a time as this.
That's
and it's
right.
all of us. Every That's one it. Of you watching, tuning in, because He has an assignment for
yes,
all of
does.
Us. And we're all locking on.
That's it. Iron sharpens iron, y'all. And Lady Ernesta says, I love it. Ephesians chapter 6, suited and booted. You better know it, because we are in the war. This is warfare, y'all. And we have to take it by force. Come on now. The kingdom suffers violence. The violence take it by force. You got to show up. And you can't be playing around. I mean, that's why we sometimes, and we don't like entertaining. But come on out here so we can knock you out. Let's get this over with. Because we got an assignment to do.
Yes.
We have work to do. As Sandra says, no joke.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So let's hang out in Romans today. So we're going to go to Romans. We were in Romans 8. We're in Romans 8. And we were in 12. But we encourage you to read the whole chapter of Romans today. Romans chapter 8. And really read the whole book. It's so powerful. Romans 8 and 29. Thank you, Lord, for your love letter. Wow.
With this fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Romans 8:29.
El
libro de Romanos 8:29. La palabra de Dios es lumbre, es fuego. God's love letters is fire.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. El libro de Romanos 8:29 dice,
hallelujah.
Porque a los que antes conoció, también los predestinó para que fuesen hechos conformes a la imagen de su Hijo, para que Él sea el prójimo entre muchos hermanos. Gloria a Dios.
This is so powerful. I'm going to read two versions of the Word of God, and I'm going to read Romans 8:29 in the King James and then the NLT. And the Word of the Lord reads in the King James Version, for whom He did foreknow, He did predestine to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And the NLT reads, for God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. So we kind of make it in our mind like it's so hard to look like God. But He predestined. Listen, from the beginning, God had a plan. Do you know it? And you were in the plan. First of all, He tells us that in Jeremiah 29:11, that He has a plan for you, is to prosper you and not harm you, and to give you a future and a hope, which is an expected end. So are you expecting today? We have to have the spirit of expectation to believe exactly what God has said in His word. But I just don't believe we believe it. So this is why we're here, to encourage you today, because He made this decision a long time ago, before we even ended up here on earth, because we were already in His mind. Psalms 139.
Yes.
Listen, He told us He foreknew us before we were in our mother's womb. So now you have to ask yourself, see, when you stay in the natural mind, it blows your mind.
Yes.
Well, where were we, God? Well, you were in my mind.
Yes.
Because we came out of His mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we also somehow believe that it's hard to walk like Him, talk like Him. But why? Because you came out of His mind. Now, Isaiah 55:89 does tell us that His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. And then He tells us how high. He could have just said, my ways are high and my thoughts are high, and went on to the next. But no, He told us as high as the heavens are from the earth. So what about bridging the gap? We can do that when we spend time with Him, right, Twain?
Yes.
And we can look like Him, because we're made in His image, and not the outward appearance, because we're all different shapes, sizes, and colors. But we're talking about the real Marlo and the real Lord that you can't see. But when we reflect from the inside out, you can see. And we should all be looking alike. If we say we are suited and booted, like Lady Ernesta says, in Him. Because when we do that, you have to have a desire to wake up and look like Him. I want people to see you and me today, Lord. I want people to know that we speak life. We don't want to get contrary to these spirits of gossiping and backbiting and jealousy and envy. And y'all know who the author and the finisher that is. The devil.
And I want to thank the Lord for my spiritual papa Patricio. Yesterday he told me about a group in Facebook. ¿Cómo se llama el grupo? Fortalece. Fortalece means strength. It's the name of the worship band. And this lady sings songs, but every time she sings a song, she reads a scripture. Every song that she sings in her, it's in Spanish. It's it's her and like four other people in the band, and they play the guitar. But every song that she plays has a scripture. And yesterday she was reading Santiago 5:20, and it talks about, you know, when you turn away a sinner from their sin, from death,
mm-hmm.
and you bring them back, you encourage them to come back, or the scripture went something like that. I can't paraphrase it a little bit. But when she started singing the song, you know, it's like you fall in love with God more and more when you put the words in the music. It's almost like God's showing me more of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then this lady singing the song, and she's talking about the people that have backslid. And God is telling them, return back, my love.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling them my love in her song. Regresa para atrás, mi amor. And only God has love for you like that.
Yeah.
Like nobody has
that's
love for
agape.
You.
Yeah.
Agape love. And then mm-hmm. he says, you've left, and I'm waiting for you to come back.
And he is.
And I'm like, you know, that song just like had me like weeping, you know? And so I told Lady Papa, you know, thank you for telling me about that, because I've never seen a group that talking about every song they sing is scripture before they sing the song. And then the song comes alive through trials and tribulations and what others are going through. So I know somebody that's going through something right now that I send that song, because I know that song was for her. And God's letting her know. Yo le estaba diciendo a esa persona, regresa para atrás, come back, my love. I love you. And but the song was so powerful, y'all. I'm telling you. And I'm going to continue to listen to her. It's a new, something new that God's showing me. But now God is showing me songs that I can send to somebody. And then they read the scripture first before they sing the song. Every song is like that. And I was like, oh, my God. And Papa said que ya murió la señora. She's old school. She already went to heaven. But look how the song, the word of God is
living.
Yes. And I've never seen a group, a band, a worship band. I'm telling you, every song. And so anyway, so I'm going to be
sharing more and more.
Yeah, and whoever God tells me, send it, you know. Because we got to encourage people that are struggling, y'all. Because God's been patient with us. Has been and still is. But we have to be patient with God and with others. But we got to intercede. And encourage them, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So gracias, Papa. That's a
living legend.
Because I'm falling in love more with Jesus now. You know, I'm already in love with his life.
Listen, guys, but that's truly what a legacy is. When you can transition and go to heaven.
Yeah.
And you leave
that dimension
behind. So that's what you have to ask yourself. What do I want to leave? Most people think a legacy is just a house, a car, money in the bank. Really, a true legacy.
Oh, that's the whole family.
Oh, wow.
Se llama Fortaleza. Come on.
And that's the legacy.
Grupo Fortaleza. Look it up. In Espanol, if you speak Spanish, look her up. She's going to read a scripture, and then she's going to sing the song. And there's so many of them. For every trial and tribulation, I believe, that she went through, God gave her a song and a scripture to go with it. And I'm like, wow.
That's how God gave it to her.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what, and look at the residue. That's still,
and it's growth for me. It's
breathing.
Something that's like, wow, God, you know, I get excited when I see God showing me new things in him, you know, through his word.
Absolutely.
And so it's exciting that I'm able to send this scripture and the song to the person, you know.
Amen.
And I pray that the Holy Spirit will manifest in their
hearts,
in their mind, you know, and they transform by their new
mind.
That's
how you do it.
And hey,
you have to get in his presence,
it's
about being in his presence, you know.
But
you have to be hungry, like we've been teaching on it. We're going to teach part two of that. We were supposed to teach last week, but that did not happen. And we were teaching on being thirsty.
Yes.
So my cousin Lisa says, y'all's energy is so contagious. Thank you. I have another comment, but hold on. I said, thank you for, let me see if I can find it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for these amazing, faithful women of God bridging the gap. To God be the glory. And we just so, that's why Sister Ernesta says, that's ministry.
Yeah.
That legacy, it really is.
Yeah.
Because God has a great plan for you. But see, the struggle is real.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to talk a little bit about how to really encourage you to get into this posture. And the way you get in the posture is through transformation.
And Pastor Joe said, be careful to be carnally minded. It's about being kingdom minded.
Not being king minded. Yeah. It all, you know, it's just so powerful. So listen, any person who will not allow God to do what he wants to do in their life, listen to this. will never be happy.
Yeah.
Will never be happy. Because true happiness, that I'm telling you, this is how you tap in it. We kind of just go through life lumping along day by day, along in life in unfulfillment. We keep searching for stuff and things and a bigger house, a bigger car, and then we get in bigger debt, and then we got all this stuff, and then we begin to drown, and then we get depressed, and then all this stuff, you know, because we're trying to perform to get it, to get what was paid in full for us to have.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Did you know that you can be an unhappy Christian? Did you know that? It's a lot of them out there. They walk around day after day murmuring and complaining, speaking death and curses over their own lives. And not to mention what they speak over themselves and others. And Jesus, listen, he molded and shaped us into spiritual maturity.
And Pastor David Priest, good morning.
Good morning.
He brought in the word this Sunday at City Chapel, and he ministered to my heart because he was sharing scriptures about, you know, being mad at God at one time in his life because they prayed for a couple's daughter and she passed away, and she was he was so transparent about how he got mad at God, and then when he went through it again with somebody else, God gave him understanding about the healing, the type of healing, the ultimate healing in it, and the peace, and then, but this time he already understood. First time he didn't, but he shared a lot. It was powerful, Pastor David Priest. I salute you for that. It had me in tears of joy, and thank you for your obedience and sharing the word of God. And it was powerful. I was powerful. You see, I share what you were sharing, and God is good. And so so God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're hanging out in this place of becoming spiritual mature and really teaching on how you get in the position, which is the posture, and you do that through transformation. And that's why we encourage you to read Romans chapter 8, the whole chapter this week. Just make it something that you commit yourself to do if you really want to become transformed. Many of us, we do, you have to ask yourself, do I really want to become spiritual mature? Do I want to, like, stand up in the things of God, really? Because there is no microwave maturity, y'all. It don't come in the microwave, and we got to be mindful. The next generation is a microwave-minded. Come on now. And we say we want to be transformed, but we really want to get zapped.
And she said we grow through the trials. That's right.
But he says, take heart. He's already overcome.
That means we have the victory. It's going to be okay. It has a purpose. Everything has a purpose.
But listen, guys, one thing about God, I love how he, how we get in this place of maturity. He's really like a slow cooker. Like the crock pot that takes all day. Y'all know how when you want the meat tender, and it takes all day. But we really want to be tender when we finally come out of this thing. See, that's when you have the compassion and empathy for people. And you do, you know, because you'd be like, why don't you just build a bridge and get over it? Well, did you build a bridge and get over it? Or did you have to take, you went through some hills and valleys, like Sister Lisa was saying, you know, it's our trials that mature us too, you know, and we have to think about it. God is really like that. And when we come out, and by the way, there are no drive-through breakthroughs. Come on now.
Think about that one.
You can't drive through and get a breakthrough like Sister Lisa said. You got to go through. And you got to grow through. As you grow through, and that's called leveling up. And you, and that's why you we go through and make it to the other side so you can help somebody else. Come on now.
You're coming out of the diaper, pull up out of the bottle, and then you're going into the meat.
So for all of us with the lipstick, no pacifiers. All of us with the mustaches, no bottles.
No bottles.
Okay. We
got to
grow up, church. Yes, so we can be a blessing. Brother Glory.
He wrote that book, Grow Up, Church.
And I got a whole series and a study on it. And that's the thing. Woo-hoo. I felt that, Pastor. Grow through. Yes. And then when you grow through, Lady Ernesta, we all know that's how we can be a blessing to help others through, you know, because we went through the fire and the flood and the rain and all the things we've been through. But here's the deal. When we get rooted in Christ, mm-hmm. no matter what storm comes, we pass the test.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, you might as well go ahead and make up your mind. Yes. Let's get transformed here. Because if you don't decide, I'm going to pass this test.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to take it again. Y'all remember the retake?
Uh-huh.
The retake was more confusing than the first take. I remember that. So we call that learning, knowing, and growing.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have to take the time to get to know who we are in Christ.
Jesus.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. You got to know your love.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know your confidence can be in Him.
Yeah.
And you have to know that you don't have to live under the law,
because
we are under grace.
Yes, amen, amen.
So I'm just excited about it.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about all the people that call my phone sometimes and I don't answer them when they hear the message. Some of the nurses, when I take Luke to appointments,
mm-hmm.
they'll be like, you've messaged. Throws me off every time I call your phone and leave your message. And I'm like, why? I'm not used to hearing somebody say, hi, this is Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High God of Fire for Jesus. I'm not here today to leave a message.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you got to know who you are, sister. And for me, I want to share, well, do you know who you are? And hey, are you on fire? You know, it's, for me, it's an open door opportunity. And then she goes, no, I never looked at it that way. And then it's, for me, it's like, okay, open door to share the good news with the nurses and the people that leave messages, and then they call me back, you know? So for me, any opportunity I could get to share the good news, if it's through a t-shirt, through a trial, through a message, however God want to do it, you know, I'm like, here I am, send me, use me, and let me share your good news, your love, because it's hope, you know?
Yeah.
And praise God. You got to be intentional.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And sharing the good news.
You know, and that's why we say when you get up in the morning,
yes.
you have, you know, and you begin to get in the face of the Lord and you ask mm-hmm. Him what the plan mm-hmm. is for the day. Because when you ask Him what the plan is, He will give it to you. He'll have you go left instead of right. He'll have you go up instead of back. He'll have you, whatever His plan is,
mm-hmm.
it's perfect. Because it's His will.
Planes
perfectos.
Yes. ¿Qué es lo que quieres de mí? Él te va a enseñar, te va a dirigir, te va a decir qué hagas, dónde vayas, o qué
Ooh.
Quiere de ti. He's always going to
yeah.
tell you what He wants from you. He's going to lead you and guide you.
He will.
You just got to ask.
Yeah.
And want it.
Yeah. And then obey. And obey.
Take action. La palabra de Dios.
If you ain't obeying, that uh-huh. means you're either obedient or disobedient.
Yeah.
It's nothing in between.
I see the little hamster. When you're not obedient, I see the little hamster going around the
wheel.
You're not going to go nowhere.
The same stuff. Yeah, remember, we don't want to stay in that place of insanity. And remember what Matthew 9 talks about in 16, where it talks about how you can't put new wine in old wineskin. That's why the Bible is clear about that, and it tells us that it will just ruin the wine and the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to, like Sister Ernest Stan remind us, we want to grow through,
yes.
you know, and not keep going through the same stuff, doing the same stuff. And this is how we're going to teach you how to do this in Hebrews 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, and be mindful, after you read the chapter of Romans 8, make sure you go to Hebrews and read chapter 5. It's so powerful.
We'll start at
13.
Vamos al libro de Hebreos. Hebreos 5, versículo 13. God's love letters, which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Es
fuego.
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y dice, y todo aquel que participa de la leche es inexperto en la palabra de justicia porque es niño.
Come on now.
That's 13.
It's so powerful. And in the King James Version, it reads, for everyone that uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. How long have you been in church? 40 years? Come on now. This is what Paul is trying to help us out.
Mine says infant.
Babe. So here's the NLT version.
Yeah.
Paul encourages us to grow up and walk maturely
mm-hmm.
and not as babies.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I want to give you meat, but you want to stay on the milk.
Mm-hmm.
But you want the stuff that people get when they're on the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. So let's break down the milk. God loves you, and he does. You're wonderful. You know, we want to hear this. And you're just so amazing. you're awesome, and that stuff is good as well. We all like to hear that. But we need to be well-rounded in the word, and we got to have some meat, y'all. So let's break down the meat. Because, you know, that milk is like, oh, you're so awesome. Thank you for showing up.
Mm-hmm.
You're so gracious. And that we show up just for that, to be rubbed on, patted on, and saturated. And we just keep stuffing the bottle down, drinking the milk.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the breakdown of the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, meat confronts our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Meat says it's time not to act like the world.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Meat says it's time to get yourself off of your mind, and do the things that God is asking you to do. And meat says it's time for self-control.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, go to Galatians and read it for yourself. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. It's the last one, so we wouldn't forget it. Okay? Paul says not everyone is ready for the meat. We just want to be toting the Bibles and highlighting them like coloring books.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else that's new in the church can say, oh, my gosh, look at their Bible. They've been reading, studying the word. As soon as the enemy show up, we flee.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible tells us when we show up, the enemy should flee.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's right.
We can't be worried about what no devil doing because the Bible clearly tells us that he coming to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Make no mistake about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing it since the beginning of time with Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he even got the same old tricks. He don't even have nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
He just used different people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what you have to say is, you know what? I could care less about what the devil doing.
Mm-hmm.
He better be worried about what I'm doing.
Do it.
Okay?
Woo!
What the brother say?
I sure leave that one.
Yeah. And all you have to do is just be courageous enough, like Joshua for one and I said, just tell the devil, stop talking. You ain't got to get old. He's kind of so close. You ain't got to do all that. I'm trying to help you. All you got to do is say, stop talking to me.
Yes, right, yes.
Because you are not my daddy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? In the name of Jesus,
and
the Bible says, hey, he will flee.
Yes.
And he said also that every knee will bow,
mm-hmm.
and every tongue will confess,
mm-hmm.
and demons even tremble.
Yes.
At his name.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't believe it, how are you going to expect the devil? But please believe me that the enemy knows who Jesus is.
Yes.
He knows who Jesus is. He's going to ask you like he is the son of Sceva. Okay, we know about Paul. We know about Laura. We know about Mama Dali. But who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know who you are and whose you are, don't go over there trying to tell the devil nothing.
Because
he's going to remind you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to put you on the run instead of you putting him on the run.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
We got to be mindful that we got to grow up, church.
Yes.
And we have to be an example for the dark world today.
Yes.
And this is how we turn up our lights.
Yes.
And loving on people, that's how we become the flavor and the salt.
Yes.
Because listen,
yes.
that's what brings attraction.
Mm-hmm.
When you are loving, love, that's why God is specific about love. And if you don't believe me, go to Corinthians and read it for yourself.
Yes.
It's the greatest thing. Because when you love on people, the Bible reminded us here, meat says that it's time to be in self-control.
Yes.
Go love on somebody.
Yes.
If God tells you to give away a whole rack of dishes, give them away.
Yes. Amen.
Everything that we have belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
Your money, if you still have a mortgage that has to not your house. Now, we're not trying to say don't get a mortgage. We just want you to understand, if you still have a mortgage, the bank own your house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't own nothing here.
Yeah.
God just gives us the grace to steward it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he says, those that are ruler over small things, I will make you.
Yeah.
He's the way maker. You're not self-made.
Yeah.
I will make you ruler over many. That's how you get more. Because he can trust you to steward some more.
Yeah.
Y'all remember the talent? Go and read about it.
Yeah.
He told the one that buried, you wicked servant.
Mm-hmm.
Even he called him wicked.
Yeah.
The master. So, y'all, we're just trying to blow a wind on you today. And we want, you know, we got to shift our minds and not be all confused and saying, well, Lord, I want what you have for me, but I don't know what to do. Stay in your word.
Mm-hmm.
Because the word is going to tell you what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and also what not to do.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Powerful.
I wanted to share with with everyone. I was sharing with Pastor Malo this morning that I thank the Lord for my man that was that I was blessed with 2 days or 3 days later after I had an accident. And so I thank the Lord every day. I'm driving it, and then I'm going to be a good steward. When God gave it to me, I said, I know this is ministry. You know, pick up, close up, off. And so a couple of days ago, Patsy's both vehicles broke down, both trucks. And then Enrique, they went out of town, and their truck was parked 2 weeks, and now their truck don't want to turn on. So that's three vehicles. And, you know, not once do I hear her complain. She's like, you know what, breakthrough's coming, or, you know, we're going to be okay. So I've been, me and her little car, I've been, you know, God in me, like go over there early, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, and I help bring people in my van and carry the food and carry the paper towels and whatever. And it's such an honor, you know, and I just thank the Lord. I said, thank you, God, for your van. It's really your van, but I'm just being a good steward that I'm able to, because there's a guy in the park that sings a song, Esta obra no va para, no va para, meaning that God's kingdom work is not going to stop. It's not going to stop. And he'll give us strategies, and it's so beautiful to be connected. And then others help her to it at the park that brings stuff. And we're all Team Jesus. Amen. So we're you know, iron sharpens iron. We help each other with the word and also in helping, you know. And today's Tuesday, we have a Bible study at the park, and I'll be there at the house to pick up the food. And I just thank God. So be praying for us. Be praying for them. I know that God's going to take care of those vehicles. But las obras tienen que seguir. And God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He always does.
And, you know, trials come.
Yeah,
you know,
they're going to come.
We all stick together. And that's why, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
So however God encourages you to be effective today. Because listen, I tell people there's nothing we can do about yesterday.
Yes.
Guess what, church? Mm-hmm. It's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
All we have really is today.
Yes.
In this right now time.
Yes.
And we don't even know what tomorrow holds.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know if we're going to be here. We know if God's going to wake us up on this side or the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as long as we're here today, let's be effective.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be a powerful impact. And let's look like God today.
Yes.
You know, and be encouraged in it as well. Like you're saying, you're honored
that
God has chosen you
for
such a time as this to be a blessing.
Yes.
And you know, people don't have to be calling asking you, hey, can you come to the... You already know they need help.
Yeah.
So go help the people.
Yeah.
Whatever God is calling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't do what Laura do.
Mm-hmm.
God's created me totally different.
Yeah.
You know, my temperance is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
He just called me to possess the land.
Yeah.
He didn't call Laura to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be here ready with the land for Laura when she comes.
Yeah.
You know, we have to know what we're called to do. And
That's
then,
right.
you know, and doing it unto the Lord. And we have to also know that God has graced us.
Yes.
And it's because of him we do what we do
and
have what we have.
Everyone could have something to offer to do for the kingdom of work of God, you know, and just ask him, and he will, trust me, he will do it. He will do it.
Ephesians 2:10.
All the good works prepared.
Come on now.
Yeah.
He already knows.
Yeah.
That's so powerful.
Yeah.
Ephesians 2:10. Well, listen, we want to encourage you guys, if you want to come on this amazing platform here at the Mornings at the Mansion Show.
Yes.
We have a full roster. We're ready to load up for you guys.
Come be part of part of the audience and part of the testimony.
If you have something,
a testimony,
or if you want to talk about what God is talking about with you, and if you want to come on, it is a small fee. Nothing is free. We have to pay for airtime.
Mm-hmm.
We are on an international show, but this is a three-portion show. We're on the radio, we're on our Facebook Live, and then we have a studio audience.
Yes.
And it looks like it's simple, but we have to engage with everybody. Radio, the guys, and it's so powerful, and then you have to know how to use it. It's so powerful.
Yes.
But we want to invite you, so if you want to come on, let us know. You can direct message us, or you can just send a chat here.
Come to the testimony.
You want to come on this show, we're ready to fill the roster up. And even if you want your own show here, you just let me know, and we will make sure that, you know, because listen, y'all, this is a powerful tool that we have, the airwaves.
Yeah, yeah. And last
come
week,
on now.
Last week we had a, last Tuesday,
Sister
we
Maria.
Had, and about 12 people shared the testimony,
yeah.
and it's the most shares that we've had in the show, and many more to come.
Yeah.
And it's bringing God glory and hope. to soul. So I'm just thankful for God for that, that he did begin a good work, is faithful to complete, and we're going to keep, don't quit, just keep going and trust God, and he will give you strength.
And, you know, I keep hearing in my spirit, I know people are saying, well, I can't do that like y'all. Listen, you ain't trying to do like us. You're trying to do like what Jesus says. Because he's the one, you just open your mouth and he will feel it.
Yeah.
He is the one. Because all this stuff that I do, y'all, I always tell God I'm not doing that. But I'm doing it. Okay? And I'm doing it in him. I'm like, Lord, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And then I'll be doing it. He don't arm wrestle me. He don't argue with me. He just say, okay. I created
That. Yeah, for such a time.
Yeah, and you stay. See, when you stay in the spirit, you're going to continue to hear him.
Mm-hmm.
And really, all he wants to do is use you.
Yes, amen.
He wants to use you.
Yes.
And listen, it won't be the big time people that you think God is going to use. He want to use you.
You and you.
So just let him use you.
Yes.
You know, and we're not perfect. We still make mistakes. I just got delivered yesterday going to slap people in the back of the neck. Trust me. Daily day. Yeah, but to God be the glory.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah. So we just want to encourage you guys. Please share the video.
Yes.
We are totally out of time.
Yes.
We want to thank our Blog Talk Radio listeners for tuning in all over the world. And when I go back and read the archives and people are encouraged and empowered and inspired,
you
know, all over the world.
Amazing.
And it's just such a
thank
blessing.
Thank you for being a support and such a time as this
to
bring God glory.
Yeah, to bring him glory. So thank you, Twins.
Yes. And Father, I just want to thank you this morning and this opportunity to share your love and your good news. Thank you for all the people that you bring in together and that's connecting in the body of Christ Jesus and that lifting up your name and your scriptures and your word and your love. And thank you for providing all our needs, vehicles, finances, Father. Father, there's a song that says that if I don't have you, I don't want anything. So, God, if we don't have you, Father, we have nothing. But when we have you, your word, your love, your promises, your Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us, it's so beautiful. So we thank you. Such an honor. We're grateful. Te damos gracias, Espíritu Santo, por tu amor, por tu palabra, por dirigirnos y porque tus promesas
thank you.
De que tienes para todos nosotros toca a todos los almas alrededor del mundo y si no lo conocen yo les pido que le hablen y lo busquen y en vez de nomás diciendo el nombre de Jesús hay poder en su nombre. So, Padre, le damos gracias por todas las cosas nuevas que está haciendo y por toda la fortaleza que nos da en su palabra. So, le damos toda la gloria esta mañana. And we thank you, God.
Thank
we
you,
honor
Lord.
You. We love you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The name of all names we pray. And everybody say,
Amen.
Woo!
Thank you guys for tuning in today. We're so honored that you guys hung out and just kind of, you know, flowed with us today. It's so, and it really encourages us when you guys, we feel so connected.
Yes.
You know, like a familia.
Like
you are our family.
And
we thank God for each and every one of you. We love you guys. If you have any prayer requests, we're going to be praying for you anyway.
Yes.
But if it's anything specific that you would like to partner, you know, and have someone connect with you and stand with you, because that's what I'm telling you. It's the team that makes the journey.
Yeah, and Pastor Joe, once again, is going to be here on the Sunday at the House of Glory. We have House of Glory. We have the mansion, Block Talk Radio. We have the salon downstairs.
Yeah.
We have boutique downstairs. If you want to come and buy some T-shirts, I mean, we have them. Right here, hats.
Come on now.
Team Jesus,
sold
out.
Yeah.
I mean, come on and be part of the kingdom work.
Yeah.
And they got used to it.
And listen, guys, we have the spa downstairs.
Yes.
We have the doTERRA business that are like full force coming. Dr. Ortiz.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we have a masseuse here in the house.
Yes.
Sister Anna, who is anointed and appointed.
Yes.
I'm telling you, if you guys, you know, are seeking, of course, we have the gym here.
Yes.
Holistic Alignment Gym and fitness. And I'm telling you, get connected.
Yes.
You know, because this is the season for us, you know, to shine.
Yes.
It's our season, you know, and that's what we do, what God is calling us to do. And, you know, I'm telling you, to God be the glory, you know. And if you are really ready to be effective in this hour, connect with us.
Yes.
And we will make sure that we are hearing God on your behalf and pushing you off the cliff. So
let's pray for you.
Yeah. To God be the glory. We love you guys.
We love you.
Thank you for tuning in. And we will see you next
video.
Tuesday.
We love you. Bendiciones.
Ah.
Blessings para todos.
Have a blessed one.
Have a blessed one. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There we go.
Yes. Mama Dominique, you guys are awesome. Papa Jack, you feel a little better?
And what do you call it? They were showing the, finally they were showing the comments because they never show my phone ever.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we forgot to
what were you
order it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mama.
Okay.
Un retrato, Leo. Leo no se quiere ir. Leo's like, oh, I'm chill back here. It's
yeah.
So good in here.
Yeah, Leo ain't
here. Come on, Leo. Come on, Leo.
Leo's trying to watch his papa. He's trying to watch his papa. We love you, Papa Jack. We'll see you tonight. Let me know if you're going to be here or at the house.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
On,
yeah, just let me know.
I sent the text to Bobby, so we'll see.
Okay.
Oh, she got the promise shirt today. I love it.
Yeah. She's walking in them, too. I was just going to speak on that, but we got caught up doing something else about encouraging the body. They want them all. I was going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Closing out.
Okay. Come on, Leo. Enter, Leo. Ya me estás haciendo que me relaje como tú. Ay, Leo. Ay, Leo. Ay, qué chulo. Ahorita el abrazo fue pues, desnato porque yo voy a dar Mickey. Eso se apaga, neta. Papá, Jack. Oh, that's a good. Ooh, that's a good. All right, Leo. I got you, Leo. Okay. Here we go. Uno, dos, tres.
Yay! Ay, qué chulo. Ay, Leo. It's okay, Leo. It's okay. Yes.